20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
It's Saturday, May 18th, 2019. Pack-A-Day, your 24-7, 365 day a year Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm Jake Turner of PackersTalk.com. Joining me on the line is my partner in crime, still ticking away at 32 years in the business. He is Mark Eckel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Mark, how's it going?
Good, Jake. But you know, those 32 years added, you know, I'm glad you keep me younger saying that. It's really 34 now. But that's okay.
I do my best to try and decrease your age.
I covered Eagles for 32. Now I've worked for Bob McGinn for the last two. So if we want to count that, that's, you know, that's 34. But that's all right. You make me feel young.
No problem. That's what I do. Forever young, like Bob Dylan used to say. All right. Okay. All right. What we're going to do today here on Pack-A-Day, we're going to get into every position on the field for the Green Bay Packers, and we're going to go down the line to what player is going to break out here. So let's get this started. From quarterback to even cornerback, we're going to be able to give you the breakout player you need to be watching out for this year. And Mark, let's start off with that. We already know Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, so let's move on to the running back. What running back, aside from Aaron Jones, is going to break out this year?
Well, let's back up a second.
Okay, let's back up.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to break out this year.
And
you're going to say, what do you mean Aaron Rodgers is going to break out? He's a two-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP. Well, 2 years ago he was hurt, and he was a non-factor. Last year he did not have anywhere near an Aaron Rodgers. If he wasn't wearing a jersey that said Rodgers on the back and you just watched him play last year, you would not have thought that was a Super Bowl MVP or a league MVP, right? You would have thought, that guy's okay. You know?
Real quick.
It was bad, but he was just okay. Well, I'm here to tell you that Aaron Rodgers this year will break out, to use that word. And I'm going to tell you that he might, unless there's somebody that, you know, they like to give it to hurt guys that come back, but Aaron Rodgers will be in the running for comeback player of the year this year. How's that?
Mark, what way would he be a breakout player this year?
He'll return to Aaron Rodgers that we know and loved and was an MVP candidate. He's going to trust his offense more. He has something to prove to his doubters. And that's the best Aaron Rodgers is an angry Aaron Rodgers. He carried that. No, I'm serious. He carried that I hate to use the word, the old cliche, chip on his shoulder, but he carried that around with him from the day he was drafted, that, you know, he went so low in the first round as compared to Alex Smith, who went number one. And he used that to become what we just said, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not of all time. And he's angry again. He has the chip on his shoulder again that people – in the media, we're writing and saying, you know, putting the blame on him for a lot of the things that went wrong, accusing him of, you know, sabotaging Mike McCarthy and all that in the offense. And I think he's going to come out this year and just give the middle finger to all his critics and say, I'm back, and you can, you know, now what are you going to say? Because I'm going to put up big numbers. We're going to win games. And okay, let's see. Now, ask me a question, okay?
All right.
I really believe that. I could be way off, maybe, but I really believe he's going to come out this year, and we're going to see right from the go, right from opening night, Thursday night at Soldier Field, a place he's always played well. I think we're going to see a vastly different Aaron Rodgers than we had the last two years.
I think you're underestimating him a little bit. I don't think that's a chip on his shoulder. I think it's a boulder. But let's jump to running back. You know, we got Aaron Jones in there, but they drafted Dexter Williams. Adobe Audition just stopped on me. Let me do that question one more time. All right, so we know about Aaron Rodgers, and I believe that it's going to be a boulder on his shoulder, not a chip, because of the way that it's been going down this offseason. But in running back, they drafted Dexter Williams. They have Aaron Jones. Who's going to break out in that position?
I don't see anyone, quote-unquote, breaking out. I think Aaron Jones just has to stay healthy, and he'll be a very good running back. But the addition of Dexter Williams, and don't forget Jamal Williams, who I think will be the third down back, I think each one of those guys is going to have a role. Aaron Jones will be the number one guy. He'll be the main guy. I think Dexter Williams will be his backup and provide some much-needed rest during the game. Because I said this 2 weeks ago to you when we were talking about the draft. You don't want to overuse Aaron Jones. I mean, his biggest weakness is durability. So you don't want to give him 30 carries a game or 20, even 25 carries a game. Keep him in the teens, high teens, and then give Dexter Williams his 8 to 10 carries. And then Jamal Williams, I think, will be your third down because he's the best receiver of the three. He's also the best pass protector of the three. So I think of that group, I don't see a breakout, but I think you'll see a nice threesome.
Let's jump to receiver. I mean, Marquez Valdes-Scantling last year showed a couple of good sparks here and there, but what receiver needs to break out this year?
I'll give you any one of them. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who, like you said, showed flashes of being a very good receiver last year. He's number one. He's the one that you would think, with a year under his belt, can develop into being the Packers. Maybe their number two guy behind Devontae Adams. Maybe he could pass Geronimo Allison, who I think is also a pretty good player. But you have St. Brown, and you have Moore. Moore did nothing last year, so anything he does will be a bonus. And don't underestimate Jake Kumerow. Again, if he can stay healthy, he was having a wonderful training camp in preseason. He was probably their second best receiver before he got hurt in that preseason game. So numerous breakout candidates there.
Tight end, they went and got someone out of Texas A&M, my boy Jace. What tight end do you think is going to compete with Jimmy Graham the most?
Well, I think Sullenberger will. I mean, he's not right away, maybe not opening day, but I think by the end of the year, maybe sooner than that, by the bye week, say, I think you'll be seeing the Packers use LaFleur, from what I've gathered, and Hackett, his offensive coordinator, both like to use multiple tight ends. So I think you'll see, you'll see Graham and Lewis sometimes. I think you'll see Graham and Stoneberger. I think you'll see Lewis and Stoneberger. I think you'll see the three of them interchange a lot. Lewis, of course, will be more the inline blocker. Graham will probably be out in the slot a lot. I mean, that's kind of what he's best at. And I think Stoneberger could do both. I mean, I read some stuff from people saying, oh, he's not a good blocker. He's not a bad blocker. He's not a bad blocker at all. I mean, and I think he'll get better at it. So I'm not, he might, I'm telling you, that kid is going to be a good player. We already talked about him. He's maybe not this year, by 2020, 2021, you're going to be hearing a lot about him. He's going to be the second best tight end out of this draft. He's not Hockenson, but he went number eight overall. But I think he's going to be better than Font, and he's going to be better than Irv Smith.
I'm really excited to see what Sternberger can do. I mean, like I said, the guy has been through the ringer. He's been at junior college, and I think he's going to do some great stuff. Staying with inline blockers, let's go to the guard position. They signed Billy Turner to a 4-year, $28 million deal, but there's somebody else in mind coming into this, isn't there?
Well, there's a bunch of guys. Guard is going to be interesting. Lane Taylor's job is not in stone. I mean, he's the favorite to be the left guard, but you got Taylor, you got Turner, who you just mentioned, you got the second round draft pick, Elton Jenkins, who's a very good player, and Cole Madison's back, who might need a little time to get back into the swing of things. But for once, I mean, for the first time in a long time, the Packers have some depth and some competition at that guard spot. And keep in mind, also, Turner, you know, he can play tackle as well. Now, they don't need him right away, but Brian Bulaga has had his injury issues. I think if something were to happen to Bulaga, I think Turner would move out to right tackle. And one of the other guards would fill him. But, yeah, I mean, I'm expecting big things from Elton Jenkins. I really am. I thought that was a very good pick. Again, I don't know if he's going to start day one, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Where does Cole Madison fit in this?
Right now, backup, I think. I mean, don't let him compete. I mean, that's what training camps for and the preseason games are for. But if I had to guess right now, you know, middle of May, where he'll be on the depth chart opening night, he'll be, I think Turner and Taylor might start with Jenkins being the number one backup. I don't be surprised if Jenkins beats out Taylor or Turner. And then I think Madison would be your fourth guard. I think he beats out Lucas Patrick for that spot. I don't think Lucas Patrick makes the team this year.
The thing is, I believe that Cole Madison, that's going to be somebody to be watching over for. I think it's just quite interesting to see if he was actually training last season. What was he doing at that point? What was he going through? Right. And how is he going to take that into this season? So it's going to be interesting.
He's young enough that missing a year, like, again, as long as he stayed in shape, from all indications, when he showed up, he looked like he didn't gain 50 pounds. It looked like a big fat guy or nothing. I mean, he looked like he was okay. So at his age, missing a year isn't the worst thing in the world. Sure, he should have been there and he could have learned. That's why I think this year he might not even be active for a lot of games early in the year. They'll keep nine linemen. Two of them are always on the inactive list. He'll probably be on the inactive list early. But again, now the Packers have somebody that if a guy gets hurt, they're not scraping the bottom of the barrel to put somebody out there. They got a guy that hopefully could be – I mean, they liked him last year. He had a good minicamp before he decided to walk away. He had a good college career. So if he's your third or fourth guard, they're a lot better shape than they used to be.
This is the Pack-A-Day podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher. I'm Jake Turner of PackersTalk.com, along with Mark Eckel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. We're breaking down the breakout players to watch for the Green Bay Packers coming up this upcoming season. We talked a little bit about guard, a little bit about tackle. What about defense of line?
Well, I got the guy for you.
All right, give it to me.
And this will be this is where the term breakout comes in. Tyler Lancaster. You saw some signs of him last year near the end of the year. He played very well. I mean, it was a lost season. The team was in the tank by then. But that kid, as an undrafted free agent out of Northwestern, showed me a lot. And he's not going to put up the big numbers. He's not going to get 8-9 sacks. That's not what he does. But he's a massive man in the middle of the line that will take up space. He'll either give Kenny Clark time to take a little breather once again, or let Kenny Clark move out to that, you know, three technique a little bit, give Mike Daniels a break sometimes, or go with Daniels, Clark, and Lancaster sometimes, give Dean Lowry a break. I think Lancaster is going to break out in terms of playing time and making an impact, especially against a run. I just think he's going to be that was a great find by the Packers scouting department last year, getting him as an undrafted player. And I think you'll see big things from him on the defensive line this year.
Yeah, also with that, you know, you got Kenny Clark, you got Mike Daniels, you have Dean Lowry in there. It's a deep area. But you talk about some speed.
And the kid they drafted.
Oh, excuse me?
And the kid they drafted out of Texas A&M, Kiki.
Yeah. You also got Kinsley Kiki as well. I mean, yeah, it's a deep group. Also, you go to the linebacker position, you know, they bring in Preston Smith. They bring in Za'Darius Smith. But, you know, Jake Ryan now at Jacksonville. So who's the breakout for linebacker?
You hope. If you're a Packer fan, if you're a Packer coach, if you're a Packer anything, you hope the breakout player is on Burks, who really had a disappointing rookie year, played great on special teams. Now he did his part there, and give him credit for, not hanging his head, because he really didn't do anything on defense. Every time they put him out there, they wound up taking him off the field. He didn't play more than two or three plays at a time. So he was disappointing on defense, but he hung in there and he found another way to help the team. But they didn't draft him in the third round, to be a special teams player. They drafted him to be a good cover linebacker, and as an inside linebacker to cover backs and tight ends and stuff. And again, it takes time in this league. It's a big difference. Even though he played in the SEC, great, you know, the best conference in college football. He was learning a different defense. He had to, hopefully he's a smart kid. Obviously, you would think went to Vanderbilt. Hopefully the light bulb comes on, and if he's your breakout guy, if he's able to play and start, now the outside linebackers now are very good. You mentioned they got the two Smiths, you got Rashawn Gary, who's going to be better than a lot of people think. And you got Kyle Fackrell, who was obviously last year's breakout player, right? So you got four pretty good outside. And Reggie Gilbert's not, if he's your fifth, that's pretty good outside. So you're pretty good outside linebacker. Inside, you got Blake Martinez, and we don't know.
Yeah.
So Burks is the guy they want. And they must have thought enough of him because they didn't draft an inside linebacker until the seventh round when they took the kid Sumners. So if you're asking me for a breakout linebacker, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hope the Packers didn't blow this pick, and that Oren Burks becomes the Kyle Fackrell of this year. A guy that didn't do much early on, but then last year wound up having a double-digit sack season. Not that Burks is going to get a lot of sacks, but if he plays a lot and can show he can cover, I don't know if the Packer linebackers are all of a sudden they're pretty good.
Now I'm looking more at Rashawn Gary because, he underachieved at the University of Michigan, and I want to see if this guy is going to break out underneath Petton's system. The cornerback position is interesting as well, and a lot of people believe that Jaire Alexander is going to be the breakout. Who do you see breaking out, Mark?
Well, he's a good player. I would love to see him break out and become that stud shutdown corner. Again, first round pick, he's supposed to be, right? Kevin King is he's another guy that can. Durability has been his issue. I mean, the games he's played well, I thought. But he plays three games, he misses two games. He comes back and plays three, and he misses two more. They have to keep him on the field, and then they got a nice set of corners there. The guy that needs to step up, I won't say break out, is Jackson, the corner from Iowa.
That's mine.
Last year. To me, he had a little bit of a disappointing season last year. And again, rookie seasons, I don't expect every rookie to come in and look like, rookie of the year candidate. Some guys take more time than others. But now it's his second year. He's got to stop making mental mistakes. He's got to stop, the grabbing and stuff like that, the penalties. And get those interceptions that he got at Iowa. He was a playmaker in college, and that's why the Packers took him early second round, two years ago. So that's a guy that I think needs to break out. Alexander, I think he's good. We know what he can do. King just needs to stay healthy. If Jackson breaks out, and then you got age old Tremont Williams, I don't think he's going to break out. I just hope he doesn't break down.
One position that won't break down but will be interesting to watch is the safety position. They drafted Darnell Savage in the first round out of Maryland, a stud guy with the Terrapins. But with that position, what is another breakout player you see?
Well, I love Savage. The more I liked him when they took him. Now the more I read about him and look and watch him and study him a little bit, I like him more and more. Now I know why the Packers liked him so much and why they traded up to get him. He's just what they needed. I mean, he's the free safety that he got that speed. He's a playmaker. He can hit. I think he'll be the defensive rookie of the year. I really do. When it's all said and done at the end of the season. So if you want to say he breaks out, but the kid they signed from the Bears, Adrian Amos. When we talked about the offense, I said, the guard position is vastly improved. And now you got depth there. Now you got, guys that were playing last year might not even make the team, like Lucas Patrick, right? Well, safety was just an abomination last year. I mean, that, especially early in the year when they had, Ha-Ha was not playing well, which is what that led to his trade. Price was playing worse than Ha-Ha even. They had to move Tremont Williams there, which kind of salvaged it a little bit, but he's really a corner, not a safety. Now you have Savage, like I said, if he can play the way I think he can and the way they think he can, and Amos, who's very, very reliable, very consistent, and ready, and he's young too. He's going to take that next step. Now all of a sudden, safety is like is a strength of the team. It went from the weakest part of the team to pretty good, and then you got Well, Josh Jones, I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think he's more of a, he might be more of a linebacker slash safety hybrid guy now. And then Raven Green, who they like, another undrafted free agent last year, who played
your guy
special teams. A guy that we talked a lot about during preseason last year, if you remember. So yeah, safety. I like the combination of Savage and Amos. I like that a lot.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. I really like some of your breakout picks. I'm gonna stick with Amos. I mean, he had some really good sparks here and there in Chicago, but I feel like underneath Pettine's new system and with a good defensive backs coach and Joe Witt, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. But that's the thing about this, Mark, and we said this
when free agency started. I remember you were high on him.
Him right from the gate, yes, because of. Yeah. I got to watch him in person when I was at Soldier Field a couple years ago, and I was just blown away to the way that he was, you know, able to stay consistent on the deep ball against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. And I just saw a lot of great sparks about him going forward. So I'm really excited to see. Like I said right from the beginning, and I've said this to people on PackersTalk.com, this team is interesting, and I can't wait to see what happens on the field coming up. I mean, we got OTA starting next week, so that's going to be something to really watch out for. But good call on that one, Mark.
I got two words for you, Jake. I got two words for you, not the normal words, not go pack. Stay healthy.
Yes, stay healthy.
Stay healthy. This team stays healthy. We'll be right back in the mix.
I'll give you two more words. Stay hungry.
Okay. I'm hungry myself. I haven't had breakfast yet.
All right, Mark. I know you got to run off to somewhere here, but thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule here on Pack
a
Day.
We'll do it again in a
couple weeks. All right, take it easy. All right, that was Mark Eckel of BobAgainFootball.com. 32 years in the business, or as he says, 34 years in the business and counting. So there you go, Packer fans. You got some good breakout players from Eckel's mouth, and of course, a couple from me. If you got any comments or concerns, or you got some breakout players that you want to talk about in the next podcast, go to @PackadayPodcast or find us at Jake Turner Sport, at Mark Eckel 08, and we'll be able to see if we can try and get those on the air as well. All right, Packer fans, that's it for this presentation here on Saturday, May 18th, 2019 of the Packaday Podcast. For Mark Eckel, I'm Jake Turner. And the three greatest words in the dictionary of the Green Bay Packers is Go, Pack, Go. And we'll see you next time. We'll talk OTAs on the next Pack-A-Day podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
Snap to Wild.
Oh, yes! And taken by Jackson in the end zone for a touchdown.
Geronimo
and was grabbed
Allison.
By Geronimo Allison. Josh Jackson, the rookie, recovers in the end zone in a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands. The Packers have a 6-0 lead.
Beathard on third down and three in the shotgun. Packers showing a blitz, and here they come. Beathard looking, hit as he throws it, deep down the right sidelines, and intercepted
on the play. Spectacular interception by Kevin King at the 9-yard line of Green Bay.
Snap to Rodgers, looking right. Throws the right side, St. Brown makes the catch,
nice reach.
He reached back to gather it in, using all 6'5 of his frame. Tumbled out of bounds, inside the 30 of the 28-yard line. Hunter Bradley the snap, J.K. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here it is, placement made, kick is up.
It is good! Yes!
Mason Crosby delivers a dagger! One week after his worst day ever, he delivers the dagger tonight. Third and five, 13-yard line of Atlanta. Snap, Ryan, looks right, throws right side.
Intercepted to the house, Bishop Freeland. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
19-yard interception return, and it's 16-7 Packers. Rodgers looks it over, takes the snap, blitz on, they pick it up, lost
they
the right side. Single back offense behind Aaron Rodgers, who ducks it under center. From the 29 of Green Bay, and here's the handoff up the middle. Big hole, straight ahead. It is Aaron Jones off to the races, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, down the line.
7 yards.
Third and six, trailing 30-23. 2 minutes straight up to go in the game. San Francisco showing a blitz through the A gap, and here they come. Rodgers looking. Throws left side of the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
Yes! Davante Adams! Left corner of the end zone from Aaron Rodgers!
16-yard touchdown pass. The Packers an extra point away from getting this game tied.